Tonight's shiur is sponsored by Ben Tzion Aharon Reder, L'Refuah Shleima Gershon Yosef Ben Cyril.
Good to welcome everybody. There was one Simchas Purim in the Slabodki Yeshiva in Bnei Brak. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky took part in the Simcha, and he asked the Bachrim, towards the end of the Megillah it says, V'chol ma'aseh tokvay u'gvurasei, and all of the actions of his mighty and powerful acts, u'poroshas gedulas Mordechai, and the full account of the greatness of Mordechai, Asher Gidloi HaMelech, which the king made him great, raised him to power, Halayhem Ksuvim Al Sefer Divrei Hayomim L'Malchei Modai Uparas. These are all recorded in the Chronicles, in the Book of Chronicles, of the kings of Modai and Paras. That's what the Megillah tells us. The actions of Mordechai, all of the accounts of his power, are mentioned in the Chronicles of Mordechai and Paras. So Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky asked the Bachrim, how many people do you think went to the museum of Paras and Mordechai to look up the Chronicles of what happened with Mordechai? Highly doubtful that many people went to look up the Chronicles. So why in the world would the Megillah tell us, if you want to know all of the accounts of Mordechai, go look it up, L'malchei Mordechai u'Paras. So Cheskel Abramsky tells us that the Megillah is teaching us a lesson over here. You read the Megillah, it's a nice story, intrigue, a lot of different things that happened there, from the beginning with the Mishteh, with Vashti, and finally the Melech looking for a queen, and has a happy ending. It looks like a nice story. The Megillah is telling us, la'afuke, to take away from that simple understanding. This is not merely a story. Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. Esther was said with Ruach HaKodesh. And every single word needs studying. You have to be Dairish V'chaker. What is the meaning of this word? What's the meaning of that word? Cheskel Abramsky says there's no question in the world that the commentators, the editorial columns of those days, they had what to say. Everybody had their interpretation of what the story was about. But Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. It was said with Ruach HaKodesh. And we have to learn it al-pi chazal, al-pi, the way they looked at it in Shemayim. How does Shemayim touch up this ma'aseh and no other way? And this is why it says, for stories alone, you can go to the Chronicles of Mordechai and Paras. This is not a story. This is an account of how they looked at things in Shemayim and the lessons that we have to take from it. And every single ice, every single word has a tremendous meaning. The Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Shoalu Talmidav Es Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Talmidim asked Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Mipnei Man Ischaivu Seinein Shal Yisrael Shab Oysa Ador Kloya. Why were the Bnei Yisrael, because Seinein Shal Yisrael, the enemies, Loshen Saginor, but it means the Yidden. Why were the Yidden Chayv to be destroyed in that generation? Amru Lahem Imru Atem, you say a reason. And they said that they said, Nehenu Me Tzudos Leishalai Sei Rasha. Because they had Hanoah from the Suda of Achashverosh. So he asked them a question. If so, then only the Jews of Shushan Habira should be Chayiv Nisa, because only the Jews of Shushan Habira partook of this Suda, not all the Jews all around. So he said, Sa'adarabas Rebbe, you tell us what the reason is. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Nebuchadnezzar had this big idol, and he wanted everybody to bow down, and everybody bowed down except for Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And because it was Me'ein Avodah Zarah, Memela, they were Chayiv Misa. The emphasis that the Medrash answers Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's question. If the reason is because they had Hanoah from the Suda of that Rasha, if that's the case, why will be Yidden everywhere? Why not only Yidden or Shushan Abira? The Medrash answers this question, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. All Jews are responsible for one another, and if even only the Yidden of Shushan took part, but all the Yidden everywhere are responsible. We're not separate entities. Kol Yisrael are Reivim Zebazet. So you have to understand, what was the big avla of taking part in the Suda of Achashverosh? Especially since Chazal tell us, Lasei Kirtzein Ish Va'ish, that the Suda was made like the Ratzon of Mordechai and Haman. It had treifa meals, it had kosher meals, it had the best hashgacha, it had tremendous wine. So what was exactly the taina over here on the Bnei Yisrael, Shenehenu Mesudasei Shaloisei Rasha? Zok of Yainis and Eifshitz, in the Sefer Yaris Dvash, he says, for going to the Suda, and for even eating, one might say, they were forced into it, you can't hold them responsible. And even if Chas V'Shalom, they had to eat tarfus, or sometimes they had a taiva for tarfus, there's no chiyuv misa, and that they could do tshuva for that. But it doesn't say that they went to the Suda of Achashverosh. It does not say that they ate at the Suda of Achashverosh. It says, Shenehenu me Suda Sechaloisi Rasha. They had pleasure from the Suda of that Rasha. If they would have gone with a broken heart, if they would have said, oy vey, we haven't seen the Beis HaMikdash yet, and this Russia is celebrating the fact that there is no Beis HaMikdash, and they would have gone with a broken heart, we have to go and we have to take part. That's one thing. But they had Hana, as if to say, yeah, can't beat them, might as well join them, might as well enjoy it anyway. That was the Avla. The Avla was, you shouldn't have had Hana. If you had to go already, you shouldn't have had Hana. Some Sefer says that one of the Al-Khaits we clap, Al-Khaits Shechaton Lufanecha, Ba'inis Uveratzain. What does that mean, Ba'inis Uveratzain? Sometimes an Avera starts out Ba'inis, but then we have Anor from it also, and it turns into a Ratzain. It could be that's what happened over there. Maybe they were forced B'chatchila to go there, but the end result was it turned into a Ratzain. Nehenu Mesudasei. As if to say we're part of the game already, might as well enjoy it. That means they gave up. They gave up their connection with Hashem. For the moment they forgot, you're different than everybody else. And if you have to go already, you can't have Anah here. You can never disattach yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what the situation is. And they've been in Golis already for a long time. It was already the end of the 70 years. They were waiting for the words of the Navi to be Mekuyim. And Mashiach, the Gula rather, wasn't coming yet. Yes, it was a time when it was sad. That's true. But a person can never give up hope. And if you had Hanor from the Suda, that's deeper than just eating tarfus. It's deeper than just mingling with the Goyim. It's disconnecting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That already is an Avla Gedoyla, and for that they were Takachai Misa. V'atem hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kulchem ayayim. Our chiyus, our life, our energy comes from being attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you were sunk to such a madrega that you were nehenna, meisudasei shaloisei rasha, that's a disconnect from Hashem, and for that they were chayiv poyim. Now, we see clearly that there were two averis in that generation. They bowed down to the tselem of Nebuchadnezzar, and number two, they were nehenna, meisudasei shaloisei rasha. So the Sefer Menais HaLevi says that to be misaken, to rectify these Averis, Mordechai and Esther, were misakenless. Connected that they bowed down to the Tselem of Nebuchadnezzar, Mordechai was obstinate, Mordechai lo yichrav lo yichtachle. He would not bow down to Shem Oifin, and that was misaken the Averis of the Yidden that bowed down to the Tselem. Connected that they were in the Hemim, Mesudosa, Shaloisir, Rasha. So Esther, when she was in the house of the king, she was makbid only to eat vegetables, only to eat zarainim, seeds or whatever, and she stayed away from Mesiris Nefesh, even if it meant getting into trouble, she stayed away from Mesiris Nefesh from anything that was served over there. The Shalom HaKadosh says that he agrees that the Chedav Avodah Zarah, Mordechai was misakin by not bowing down to the Tselem. How is Esther misakin the Indian of the Suda? She invited Haman to the Suda that she made with Achashverosh. One of the reasons why she invited Haman was because the Yidden shouldn't feel, oh, we have a sister in the house of the king and she's going to save us. And when they saw that she invited Haman, They were mamish, they were mafachid, there was a tremendous pachad there. And that offset the sudas of Shalaisa Rasha. By the sud of Isa Rasha, they felt good, we're citizens of the land, and this is going to bring us close to the king, and this will be our Yeshua. Lahepach, by Esther Amalka inviting Haman to the Suda, and that caused the pachad amongst the Yidden. What is she doing? This is our own sister. Why is she being palsy-lousy with Haman? And there was a pachad nichmas b'soichem that offset the hanoah that they had the Sudas of Shalaisa Rasha. Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Abira. There was a Yidden Shushan Abira Shmoy Mordechai ben Yoir ben Shimi ben Kish Ish Yemini. Asher Hoglam Yerushalayim, he went into Golos from Yerushalayim, Im Hagdoila Asher Hoglasa Im Yechonya Melech Yehuda. He went into Golos with Yechonya, Asher Heglo Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bogel. Vahi Oimen Es Hadassa, he raised Hadassa, he Esther Mazdoidoi, this was Esther his cousin, Ki Einwa Ovain, Vahanara Yifas Toyar Vitoivus Mara, and the Nara was very good looking. When her father and mother died, Mordechai took her as a daughter. And it was, after the word of the king and his law was heard, that all women should come, not only was the law heard, they were already gathering many women together, El Shushan Abira, El Yad Hegosh, Vati Lokach Esther El Beis HaMelech, Esther was taken forcibly. The Malbim explains that in these psukim, if you're medayik in the psukim, you see how much Mordechai was moisa nefesh to prevent Esther from having to go to the king. Number one, Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Abira. He was known to everybody. Ish Yehudi, Chazal say Ish is a lashon of chashivus. Ish Yehudi, he was choshev and known to everybody. Normally a regular person, an average Joe, could say, I don't know, I wasn't here, I didn't understand the edict of the king, I didn't know what he was talking about, to send a girl there, I really didn't understand. But this was Ish Yehudi. He was a chosh of a person. He couldn't hide, he couldn't say he didn't understand, he was a chosh of a man. Come on, Mordechai, you didn't understand the law. You're from the Gedolim of the Yehudim. You didn't understand. That's number one. B'Shushan Habira. Had he not been in the capital, he might have been able to say, I personally didn't hear it. You know, the law, you know, the word, it went around, but I'm not in Shushan Abira, you know. But he was in Shushan Abira. You're in the capital. You can't tell me that you didn't hear. Asher Hoglam Yerushalayim. He was a refugee. Generally speaking, someone that's an immigrant from another country has to be extra careful to live with the laws of the land. Because if an immigrant, you're here, it's a matana from, you know, the malchus is being miskaseh with you. If you don't act with either law, you can easily be deported. So Mordechai had to be extra careful the way he acted. If he wouldn't listen to the law of the king, he could easily be punished. Even though he came here into Golus, he was a refugee. He was Moshe Nefesh. Maybe Mordechai could have timed it. What's Esther Mayach Rayas? I'm not responsible for her, no. By he oimen es hadasa, he raised Esther, he was her guardian, and the Mela, if she was prevented from going, he would be held responsible. Well, I figure Achashverosh only wants the most beautiful women, but Esther, you know, she had to, that's not an excuse either. V'hanari yifas tayar v'tayvas mara, she was beautiful. So all of these excuses didn't wash. Afal pikein, the word got around everywhere. Everybody heard the word of the king. Number two, everybody knew they were already gathering all the women to Shushan Abira. And still, Mordechai doesn't move. Esther had to be taken forcibly. So how many times Mordechai was Moshe Nefesh, the Yafal Pikein, Esther was finally taken. So what would a regular person be thinking? I was so Moshe Nefesh. I tried so hard. And look, Min HaShemayim, they just cast me away. They didn't listen to me. She's taken to Achashverosh. She has to become Tomei by that Oral, by that Shekes, by that Goy. Why in Hashemayim didn't they listen to me? Why in Hashemayim did they not take my Mesiras Nefesh into consideration? This would be a normal reaction. And yet the Medrash tells us that Mordechai had the exact opposite reaction. The Medrash tells us, and we learned this from the Geir David HaMelech, two people were shown a simon min Hashemayim. And two people took it to mean that in the future, a Yeshua is going to come through them. David HaMelech was number one. David HaMelech, when he smote the Ari and the Doiv, he killed the Ari and the Doiv, and the way we learned the Medrash says, it wasn't just one lion and one bear, it was an Ari with two cubs, and it was a bear with two cubs. So it was a major nation. And he was able to kill all of them. So David HaMelech took this as a simon min Hashemayim. He was a lowly shepherd. He took it as a simon min Hashemayim that some Yeshua is going to happen to him. And this is what gave him the courage later on to go fight against Goliath. And this is what he used as a simon to Shaul HaMelech, Gamas Ari, Gamas Adoyf, Hika Avdecha. I was able to smite them. This is a simon that Yeshua is going to come through me. And Mordechai HaYehudi. Mordechai saw that after all the Mesiras Nefesh that he had, and after all the Yestadlus she's taken anyway, he says, how could this be? That this Tzadekis should have to go to become Tamei through this Oral. Must be the Min HaShemayim where Yeshua is going to come to her. So not only didn't Mordechai get discouraged, but Lehepach, he was mechuzik through it, my efforts are not going to go in vain. And that's a cloud that we have to know. A lot of times we have disappointments in life. And everybody tries their best. We try and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, try and do our best. And sometimes it seems like things don't go our way, and like when a Shemayim, they're ignoring us. We have to learn from this, from Mordechai, no effort goes in vain. No effort goes unheard. And sometimes if we try one way, and our actions are not matzliach, our kaifas are seen in a totally different way. That's a lesson that we could take from over here. So the Medrash says that Shem ben Noach, for 400 years, he darshaned for people to leave their avodah zarah. He darshaned for people to come to Kanfei Hashkina. Nobody listened to him. The Medrash says, of later on, because of him, because of the koiches that he put in, this ain't a Avram, Shtam from Shem. He was machmas people to Kanfei Hashkina, and it went easily, went much easier with Avram Avinu. We don't know where our koiches go. No koyach goes in vain. And if Mordechai's koyches were in holding back Esther from going to the Melech, that mysterious nefesh did not go in vain. Lehepach, there was a cheshbon min Hashemayim that she should go and the Yeshua should come in this manner. We don't know the ways of Hashem, Hanistoris Hashem Elikenu, but this is the way it happened. But Mordechai's efforts did not go in vain. The Gemara in Masechtas Chulin says, Homon min ha-Torah minayim. How do you know Haman min ha-Torah? Shenemar ha-min ha-eis hazeh. From this tree, ha-min, Haman, it has, sounds like the same word. So last year we said over a beautiful shot that the Svarim bring down, Haman at this time was at the height of his glory. He was mechubit, he was the highest, everybody had to bow down to him. Everybody gave him chashivas. He was wealthy beyond our comprehension. 10,000 shkolim, they estimated in the millions and millions of dollars. And that was a mashu of his riches. He had everything. And yet, one little yiddle does not bow down to him. What did he say? The cholzeh einenu shayvali. This is all worthless to me. Nothing. It's worthless. As long as I see Mordechai not bowing down to me, it's not worth a thing. How's that shayach? So that's because I'll say, Haman min ha-Torah minayim, Haminu eis hazeh. Adam HaRishon had everything in Gan Eden. He had every single thing. Mamas, the fruits they tasted in the Shaykh. He could have taken from that. But one tree he didn't have. And he had to have. He had to take that. Punkt, he had to take from that one. That's a teva in the Adam. So Haman min ha-Torah minayim. How do you see this nature of Haman? That everything was worthless to him if he couldn't have that little yiddle abound down to him. You find that also. Haminu eis hazeh. That same thing you find by Adam HaRishon. A reason. But I saw a different shot. I'll pee them a kubalim. And that is that Chazal tell us, Mivnei Bonar Shal Haman Lomdu Torah Vivnei Brak. From the grandchildren of Haman, learned Torah in Vivnei Brak. And if you want Girsa in the Gemara, it was the great Mechanach Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, who Chazal put up Mamish on a pedestal. He was the Mechanach par excellence for Talmidim. He stammed from Haman. How is it possible such a thing? That the Avia Vaisat Tumma Haman, how does it shy from him? Should come people that learn Torah B'nai Brak, and yet someone like Rishmul Bar Shailas? Hamin Ha'eitz Hazeh, Bir Hadvarim, or Chaim HaKadosh says, that by the faith of the Eitz Hadas, there was a bilbul mamish, a bilbul in the whole world. And many holy neshamas that were supposed to be yidden, they were kidnapped by the Sitra Achra and they were taken away to the Kaisas Atum. And those are the Geirim that come back throughout the generations, those Geirim, the neshamas, the Heligan neshama. And it has an actual tendency to gravitate to Kedusha. And in Ela, when they come in contact with yidden, somehow or other they attach themselves to yidden. One perfect example that our Chaim HaKadosh gives, we've mentioned this already in the past, is the great Heligat Tana of Chanina ben Tradyon. How did he come into the Koyach HaKadusha again? The Maisa was Shechem and Dina. His neshama was Nisgalgal and Shechem. And when Shechem married Dina, when he took Dina by force, his neshama went over to Dina. It came back to the Koyach HaKadusha. And it's Merumas in the Torah over there. It says, V'hi Eres Racheves Yodayim. Racheves is Roshetavis, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon. So, Haman ben HaTorah Minayin, how is it possible that Haman, the Nebonu Shel Haman, Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Brak, that such Kedusha should come out of this Tumah, Hamin HaEitz Hazeh. It was the faith of the Eitz Hadash that was Goyrim this Bilbul, that Heilig Yiddish and Neshamas should end up with the Kedusha HaTumah, and the male eventually they come back. So even from a Haman, it shies to the Nebonu Shel Haman, Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. B'Chodesh HaRishon, Huchodesh Nisan, Bishnash Shem Esrei Lamelech HaChashverish, Hipil Pur, he made a lot, Hu HaGoyro Lefnei Haman. This is the Goyro Lefnei Haman before Haman, Miyayim Liyayim Umechodesh Lechodesh Neymasar, Huchodesh Adar. What does it mean when it says, Hu HaGoyro Lefnei Haman? This was the Goyro in front of Haman. This is the Goyro that Haman made. What does it mean? This is the Goyro in front of Haman. So there are two very good shatim, very nice shatim. The Maral says that Haman himself did not make the Goyro. He supervised it. Because for this Goyro is not just a lottery. You pull something out of the hat. Oh, this is the perfect day. The Goyro was done through a certain chokhmah. They understood how the Goyrolas work, so he needed a special expert on this. Except he supervised it. He asked him to do it. He asked him to find the right thing. So who had Goyro lifnei Haman? The Vilna Gaon says a different shot. The Vilna Gaon says that a Goyro and a poor has no shaifas to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a Milam and a Purim. Klal Yisrael is a Milam and a Goyrolus. If anything, it was a Goyro for Haman to know when he would be Mesugal more to be Menatzeah. Who had Goyro lifnei Haman? But the Goyro has no shaykhus to Klal Yisrael. And this is gufo why, if you wonder, why is the Yontif called Purim? Purim was the lot that Haman drew, but if the shame Yontif is our shame Purim, mashma that was an ikar over here. Zokta Sfasema is gufo mahaitaima. Because the Purim showed that the Goyro had no shaykhus to Yidin. The Goyro was accurate as far as people that live ba'olam hazeh, in the olam ateva, for them in the natural world, the Goyro had a shlita al pi yitzchokma. But Klal Yisrael, that's l'maylam in ateva, Klal Yisrael, the shayach, to the inner invisible ruchni is that the world, to them a Goyro could have no shlita. That is why the yontiv is called Purim, because the yontiv was megala, the gewaldig height of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Mesechtas Megillah brings down Tana, it was learned in a braisa. Kivan shenofel pur b'chodesh Adar. The lot fell out on Chodesh Adar. Oh, sameach simcha yedayla. Haman was mamish with the gevaldige simcha. Omar, nofali pur b'yerach shemeiz by Moshe. The lot came out on the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu died. Oh, gevaldig. There's only one mistake he made. V'loi hoya yoideya. He didn't realize. He didn't realize that in Zayin Ador he was Nifter, and in Zayin Ador he was born. So the Velt asks the Tasha, if Haman was such a great historian, he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Zayin Ador. So he didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born in Zayin Ador. This he knew and this he did not know. That's number one. Number two, Rav Yonasan Isis, And Yaris Rashi is medagdik. Why did it say, for what hoya yedeya should be shiva ba'ador meis, u be shiva ba'ador noilad? You should have said, delay the beforehand. He didn't know that be shiva ba'ador noilad, u be shiva ba'ador meis. Why does it mention the misa before the later? So he says, a haflidiki thing. A haflidiki yisai. He says, we find kama fa'amim in the Gemara, that when Amiram used to talk to others, they used to call themselves Moshe. Moshe, Shafer Ka'amit. Moshe, you're saying good. Now, the Amir's name wasn't Moshe, it was Rav Nachman, it was Rav Tizda. And the other Amir that was addressing him said, Moshe, Shafer Ka'amit. You're saying very good. Zok Prevyanis and Ibsitz, that is Yadua from the Arizal, that every Gadol Batayra and every Talmud Chacham. And it says in the other Svarim, not only every Talmud Chacham, but everyone that's Isaac and Torah, receives a nitzutz, receives a spark of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Nifter, he spread out into the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, and everyone in Klal Yisrael, the G'dayle Hador, they have a bigger chalik of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kamide Chachamim, smaller chalik, but every individual that sits and learns Torah, while he's learning Torah, he gets a nitzis of the spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the pshat over here. It says, he didn't realize that in Ador Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, but at the very moment he was Nifter, his neshama also was born again into the neshamas of all of Klal Yisrael. He didn't realize that when Moshe Rabbeinu was one individual, he was the Gadol Ador that led Klal Yisrael. He didn't realize that now he spread out throughout all of Klal Yisrael. And this, by the way, came back to haunt Haman. Why? Because this was a chalik of Haman's Mapala. State in Medrash, Ish Yehudi Hoya V'Shushan Avira, Shokel K'Moshe. He's equal to Moshe. Over here it says Ish Yehudi, and by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, V'Ish Moshe Ono V'Kalodim, Ashal Pnei Adama. It compares Mordechai to Moshe. Why? Gufa, because of this reason, Dr. Yanis and Isis. Because the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu went into Mordechai. Mekubalim say that Mordechai is a Gilgul and a Nitzis of Moshe. Haman is a Gilgul of the Ish Mitzri that was killed by Moshe. And this is why he wanted to come back now and take Nekama against Moshe. And the Mekubalim also say that Esther was a Nitzis of Basya Basparai. And Ayosh Basya Basparai took Moshe in to raise him, so Mordechai took her in to raise her by he Aymen as Hadassah. V'loyode ishes purosai. No man knows the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because he's still alive by all of us. He's still alive by the G'dayli Ador. He's still alive in the neshamas of the Tamidei Chachamim. He's still alive in the neshamas of every yid that sits and learns, and the schusim get bigger and bigger. But like Kasa Einai, state in the Torah, his eyes never dimmed. The Ayin Tov of Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a special matana that nobody else had. That was the Koyach HaPilpul in learning. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Ba'ayin Tov, he gave it over to Klal Yisrael. That Ayin Tov is still around today. Like Kasa Einai, it still remains with us. So the Koyach HaTorah is still ever present with us. That's something that Haman did not know. That answers the question. Haman did not know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born there. He might have known when he was born l'chatchila, but he didn't realize that with the tear of Moshe, he had a rebirth in the hearts of all of Klal Yisrael. He didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu's kayak is now much greater now that his physical body is no longer alive in this world. Hakesev noson lecho. Hakesem nosen lecha. V'ha'om la'asos boi katoiv be'einecha. The money is given over to you and the nation to do with you as you find favor in your eyes. The Gemara says, Moshul da'achasverish v'haman l'moha dover daima. What is the moshul of achasverish and haman daima to? Two people. One person had this big mound of dirt in his backyard and the other fellow had this big hole in his backyard. The fellow with the big mound says, "Oi, when am I going to be able to get rid of this? How can I get somebody to take this big mound of dirt off my hands?" And the fellow that had the big hole in his backyard says, "I wish I can get a hold of a mound of dirt to stick into this hole." Achashverosh was the fellow that had this big hill in his backyard, and he wanted to get rid of it. That was the Yidden. To him, the Yidden were one big mound. And Haman wanted to bury them in the ground. So Haman says, oh, Gevaldigeisa, I have this big hole, I want to bury them in the ground. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. Some Sefer says a very nice pshat on this Gemara. Throughout the generations, the Goyim have tried to get rid of us in one of two ways. Either by pogroms, gzeiras, killings, sending us out, you know, gzeira of golus. And another way is by loving us to death, by giving us equal rights, by making us intermingle with them, by becoming friendly to us. These were two different mahalchim. The Haskalah movement, during the times of the Haskalah, when in Germany they were makar of us, we were given equal rights, and we're still suffering from that today. So throughout the generations you found both of those mahalchim. Achashverosh, he was the one, his shita was to be makar of the Yidden, to make them like this big hill, to elevate them, to give them equal rights, make them intermingle, invite them to a mishteh, and to make them feel like the goyim. That way they'll become like goyim themselves. Haman, on the other hand, his shita was he wanted to bury them, he wanted to kill them. They both got together and they made up that they're going to use both kinds of efforts. Because they used the sudas of shalachas reirish, they also used the method of Haman. That's pshat in this medrash over here. I'd like to finish off with a vart. It's a remez b'yalma, but it has a gevaldige shayches to Purim. The Heilige Rebbe of Shimon of Lelev, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to speak a lot about guarding not to talk in shul b'shas tefillah, b'shas kriyas haTorah, and because of this, he used to promise tremendous yeshuas. If we act in our shuls the way we should, if we act with derech kavod, if we treat it like a beis hamikdash, be'emes should be treated, then he promised gevaldige yeshuas. He used to say that tefillah is called an ace. Ba'anis tefilasi l'cho Hashem ace rotzayim. Tefillah is called an ace. And b'meila he types this into the pasuk. Kiyam hakreis tachrishi ba'ace hazayis. If you'll be quiet during the ace of tefillah, rebach v'atol yamad la'yehudim. That will be gevaldige yeshuas for Klal Yisrael. His mechutin, the vision of the Rebbe, the Yeshua's Moshe, once came to him. He said, mechutin, maybe the Rebbe should be mispal, vice dois. He had an avenue up there to Shemayim. You know, his heilige words, Evshekim mispal is going to be mevatel, the terrible machla, yen a machla that brings so much heartbreak and so much destruction upon Klal Yisrael. So he said, I don't know. He says, it's very difficult. I'm choishes that kol zman, we don't treat our batek nesias the way it should be. We don't treat it b'derech kavod the way it should be, that we don't have such a kayach. When the Beis Yisrael, the Gerer Rebbe, when he found out that there was a shtibul in Tel Aviv, in Gerer Hasidim, that they were not zohir enough from not talking in shul, he threatened to close down the shul. That's how makbid he was. A shul that is talking, it's not good to have such a shul. Rather, there's a medrash, there's a mayudikim medrash that's brought down in Parshas B'Shalach. The medrash says that every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu wages a war on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Who does he wage a war against? The Satan. The Satan comes with all kinds of things. Oh, look at the Yidden, they're ganovim, they steal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ganovim? Ganovim, look at the guy, you'll find 1,000 times more ganovim by the guy. I don't want to hear anything about Klal Yisrael. Whatever the Satan comes in tainus against Yidden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wages a war against them. But one thing, Kaviyahu, he can't say anything about is when the Satan comes and says, take a look the way they act in the Batek Nesias, they talk, and by the Goyim of Abdullah, in their base Tifla, they stand there at attention, Mamrish, without, you know, where. So is that already HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's a tiny HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't answer back. So they say it's Merumas in the Pasuk. Hashem Yilochem Lochem. Hashem will wage a war for you against the Satan. You have to remain silent.
But if you remain silent, you're about the Knessias and about the Midrashes, then Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu could continue waging this war. In the year Tavshin Ayin Aleph, terrible tragedies. Unfortunately, we always hear bad news. But Tavshin Ayin Aleph, there was one tragedy after another. Strange stories happening. So some Rav from America was speaking to Rav Shmuel Wozner, the Chassadic Rav. And he asked him, he says, what is this all about? My high, was Tutsa over here. How could it be that, you know, Klal Yisrael trying their best, you know, why we have to suffer so? So Shmuel Wozner said, the Bizman Hazeh, we don't really have an Urim V'Tumim, we don't have a Navi, we don't have anybody to pinpoint exactly why we have to suffer and why we have to hear such terrible stories. Aber, he says, Libi Aymer Li, it has something to do with the fact that we're not mechabed about the Knessias and about the Midrashes. Speaking during that time and bringing in, you know, the gadgets during that time and so on, says Libi Aymerli, it has something to do with that. And the Prima Gordon brings down the Shem Devavi Amudim, he says, Oilohem lemesichem be'esh ha'tvila, ki ro'inu kama batik nesiyah shenechrevu avurzeh. We've seen throughout history how many batik nesiyahs destroyed because of this. V'esh limnois ha'noshim yiduam alzeh, ba'oinshim rabim, to give crosses and punishments, v'yevayshu es ha'masichem barabim. And there's an inyan of being mevayshu number rabim. It's to avert sakana. This brings sakana to Klal Yisrael. The Yavaishlas and the Sikha Marama. And this is all Merumas, Mahachresh Takwishi Ba'esh HaZois. Mesechtas Megillah has a Gevalvig Yishayach as the Batek Nesiyas. The last Tarek Mesechtas Megillah deals with Binyan Beis HaKnesses because it's Daima to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And we want Amir Tashem to be Zoycha to Gula B'Karev. If we want to be Zoycha to the Gula B'Karev, and we want to be Zoycha to have the Beis HaMikdash, then we have to show that we're mashiv our batik nesiyas and batik midrashes with the highest madrega of kavod. Yes, Hashem, then we should be zoyche to Yeshua's benachomis, v'shnifmes adon marvin b'simcha. We should be zoyche to the ultimate simcha of bias hamashiach and binyan beis hamikdash v'meir of yameinu. Amen. Freilich and Purim, everybody.
The work about the Gemara with the mountain and the.
And,